This interview will become part of the Georgetown Public Library's Oral History Collection. This project focuses on people's memories of Marshall and Carver schools and the issues and events of the 1950s and 1960s that led to desegregation. My name is Suzanne Stallings. This is 3 o'clock, Monday, January 26. We are at 803 West 9th. And Bertie, you are?
My name is Bertie Miller Shanklin.
And your birth?
My birthday, I was born November the 20th. I don't tell the year, but I'm 39 and holding.
There you go.
But I did graduate from high school in 1951, so that might make you figure out about how old I am.
Okay. Bertie, did you grow up in Georgetown?
Yes, ma'am. I was born and raised here in Georgetown, in the Berry Creek area.
Oh, okay.
Before it became rich and famous.
So that was kind of far out, huh?
Right. I always said I was born in Berry Creek, Texas.
There you go. What did your parents do for a living, Bertie?
Well, when I was young, we lived on a farm, and so we did some farming. And then we moved to town when I was five, and my mom went into domestic, housework. Mm-hmm. And my dad was a mechanic.
Okay. And he worked on?
Automobiles.
Oh, okay.
Auto mechanic. Let me tell you where he worked.
If you want to.
He worked for J.D. Thompson at one time. I don't remember the year. And then he worked for Salty Lynn for many years, working on cars.
Thank you. Did you have relatives here in Georgetown?
Well, my mom and dad and ten kids.
Okay.
I had six brothers and it was four girls, so a total of ten. And then I had aunts and uncles and cousins.
Did you and your family belong to a church here in Georgetown?
Yeah, we belong to the Gay Hill Baptist Church on West 16th Street, which has now become Calvary's Hill Baptist Church, located at 1802 South Bridge here in Georgetown. And that's the family church after we moved to Georgetown. Before we moved to Georgetown, when we lived in the country, we went to the Berry Creek Baptist Church.
Okay. What do you remember about school when you were in the elementary grades?
Well, when I was 4 and 5, we went to school in the church at the Berry Creek Baptist Church, and it was a church on Sunday and school through the week. Then upon moving to Georgetown in 41 or 2, then we attended the Carver High School. I say high school because we had all 12 grades, first through the second grades in one school, and it was two stories, one story down and then, top story.
And what do you remember about how it was back then?
Well, I liked school. I didn't want to miss school for no reason whatsoever. So I began in the first grade there. And I went straight through, and I graduated in 1951. We had lots of fun. I enjoyed being just with my friends and my relatives. And we didn't have a lot of extra curriculum, a lot of extra stuff that the other schools had, because we could tell the difference. But I was happy, and I was satisfied just being where I was, And when integration came along, of course, I had already married and had four kids then, so now I worked closely with my brother, Harvey Miller, and the other parents and teachers and ministers here in Georgetown to get the schools integrated.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you about that later on,
too. Okay.
What do you remember about school from the eighth grade up?
From the eighth grade, we had, it was 33 in our class, and we had what we call a graduating from eighth to the ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just, we had the regular classes, reading, writing, arithmetic, no typing. And I don't know, it just, I guess just the usual little small town, small school where we knew everybody. Mm-hmm. So everybody knew everybody. We were all friend on friendly terms, so, you know, even after integration. So. Mm-hmm.
Do you have fond memories of teachers or friends or activities or sports?
Well, I liked all my teachers. Do you want some names of them or just...
Whatever you want to tell me.
Well, when I was maybe first grade, the first principal that I can remember is W.A. Westbrook, and then Mr. Banks, W.R. Banks. He was my favorite, Mr. Banks, and he was principal when I graduated from high school. Then as Miss Jackson, October Mary Bell Jackson, Mrs. Bass, Mary Bass, Agnes Wilson. Let's see, there was a Miss Miller, no relation to me, and she was our home economics teacher. And home economics was my favorite subject, a favorite class. Mm-hmm. I learned to sew, and I liked sewing. I tried to learn to cook, and I didn't learn to cook, and I still don't like to cook. Even though I had six kids I had to cook for, and they didn't know the difference, whether it's good or bad, they just ate.
And so you took sewing.
I love sewing.
And you took cooking, and that didn't take. And was there other stuff you did in school, other activities and stuff?
Well, we did math. I remember my classmate and I, Nancy B., which later became my sister-in-law. She was Nancy B. Shanklin, and I married a brother later. And we would go to the UIL, and she and I were number one in the number sense. We would always bring back the trophy for, they called number sense back then, but it was math. Uh-huh. And the spelling, I was pretty good in spelling. All my classes, I didn't fail any class, so I guess I did pretty good in all my classes. I didn't play any sports. I don't know if I want to tell the reason. I had such a high temper. My mom said, there's no need you playing sports and get in trouble with somebody else. So I just kind of rooted the other teams on, basketball, baseball. Yeah. I did beat the little snare drum in a little band we had. Uh-huh. But other than that, I was not really a sports fan, and I'm still not. I don't watch it.
Did you graduate, let's run over this again. Did you graduate from high school in Georgetown, and from which school?
I graduated in 1951 from George Washington Carver High School. Uh-huh. I did not go to college. It was 10 of us kids, and I was the third child, so I felt like Mom and Dad couldn't afford me to go to college. So I started working, and later I got a job. Uh-huh. And when I was 19, I got married. Uh-huh. And started my family.
Okay. Going back to school, do you have any not so good memories of school, of when you were in school?
No, I don't have any unhappy memories. I love school. I would rather go to school than anything. So I don't have any fond memories of going to school.
What did you and your family and friends do for fun in Georgetown?
Well, it was not a lot to do, other than we did have what we call the Juneteenth celebrations during the Juneteenth. We had our family reunions. We had our church activities. We never missed church. We always went to church, and all the kids in the neighborhood, mostly all of them, went to church, and I enjoyed church also. And we lived on West 10th Street, and our church was on West 16th Street, and we had to walk. We didn't have cars. to drive. So we walked, we had fun going to church, enjoying church, and walking back home from church. And my grandmother and my grandfather, they lived up in the country, up on the Gabriel, they call it, and we would go out there and spend a lot of time, especially during the summer. We'd take turns who was going to spend the weekend, and so that was a lot of fun. And
what did you get to do up there?
Oh, we would go swimming in the creek, and go hunting with my grandfather. He loved to hunt, shooting rabbits. So we had fried rabbit once in a while, a squirrel. I didn't like eating the armadillo, but I think I might have tasted some armadillo at one time. But I feel blessed that I have had a good life. Not too many complaints.
Good. Now, this question says, how did your life change after school? You told me that you...
Yeah, when after I graduated, I worked a couple of years, and then I got married and started my family.
What did you work?
Oh, I did housework, in a private home. Cleaning, no cooking. And then I worked at the Wesleyan Nursing Home for 8 years. And then I worked in the courthouse 2 years. And then I went to work at the Georgetown Hospital as a unit clerk, and I worked there 22 years.
Whoa.
Retired in 1995 from the hospital. And I began as a volunteer, what we called back then Pink Lady. But now it's Georgetown Hospital Auxiliary, and I've been a volunteer there each Friday morning from 9 to 1 since 1995, and I am still a volunteer.
Good for you.
And I enjoy it.
That's great. Were you involved? I know that you were grown by then. What was your involvement in the effort to desegregate the Georgetown schools?
At the time, I had my two older boys, and they were already in the all-black school. Can I use that word?
Sure.
I don't remember exactly what grade they were in. Then I had two daughters, and Nona, she was six, and she was in the first class, the first grade at Annie Pearl to integrate. She never went to black school. Vanessa was a year older, so she did go 1 year at Carver, and then they integrated. My two older boys, they didn't have any problems fitting in with the other students, because most of them, we grew up, knowing most of the kids, the white kids and the Spanish and the blacks, they all, So I didn't have any problems letting my kids go to an integrated school.
What did you think should be done? How did you think they should have integrated, and did it really work that way?
I don't know much about the political part, but I know my brother Harvey Miller and Reverend Shanklin and Douglas Bonnold, which is Dr. Bonnold, and some of the others worked on it. So Harvey was the oldest of the 10 kids, and he studied a lot, he read a lot, and we figured, my family, anyway, that what Harvey said was going to be right. So we went along with what Harvey said.
And he was in the big middle of it.
He was the one that started it all.
Wow.
At the time, he had three daughters.
So when all this was going on, did all your family agree about what was happening?
Yes, we all agreed. My dad and my mama, because I had at the time, I had two brothers and three maybe. Well, they are all my brothers are older than my kids, so they were and the integration part too. So I had I would say 4 brothers mm-hmm. and 3 sisters, two sisters.
Mm-hmm. Who went through that?
Who went through, yeah. Uh-huh. They had, I know Bruce, he went through, he played football, and he's the one that got hurt playing football. And I don't know if you want me to say this right now or not, but he got hurt and always gets sentimental about this part. Because he got hurt playing football and he was hit on purpose. And he spent 35 years on the kidney machine because of an injury in football. I guess some of the other schools didn't like the integration, so they kind of worked, in some cases, not to accept them. Even the local school here, they had problems, I think, in the sports. But once it got started, it settled down.
Your brother.
He passed.
He did.
Yeah, but yeah. A couple of years ago.
Yeah. Bless his heart. When desegregation came, how were you affected by it?
I wasn't affected because it my 4 kids were, like I say, they were pretty much accepted. Mm-hmm. Of course, all kids are going to be, you know, maybe a few harsh words were said to them, and mm-hmm. that's understandable, and that's, you know, that some things like that don't change, mm-hmm. even today. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they had no problems, and I had no problems. I just went along with the what the courts had said that must happen, you know. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I feel like it worked out real good, real smooth. And I'm glad it happened for my children because mm-hmm. they had more advantage, you uh-huh. know, to learn more than I did. Because during my lifetime, I was happy just to be in school. And I had no desire to even go to college, like I said earlier. But none of my children came home with any, you know, harsh memories of, you know, their schoolmates, because it worked out pretty good. My oldest son, he said he had more trouble out of the teachers because he didn't like to listen. I don't want to say that. You might not be erase that point. But, like I say, I had 6 kids. The 2 older ones did not graduate, and they were in the integration part. One went to the 11th grade, or maybe 12th. One quit in the 9th grade and went in service. And then the next 4 younger ones, 3 girls and 1 boy, they did graduate. Uh-huh. And everything was going pretty smooth by then, so
yeah,
I was happy.
Great. Do you have anything else to tell me about all this?
No.
Do you have any questions?
Nope.
Okay. One more thing, Bertie. Can you think of anybody else we should talk to about all this?
Well, I don't know who you...
Right.
Do you have Nora Rose, my sister? Nora Rose?
Find that out.
Of course, she's a you recording that too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So she's on the kidney machine now, so she may not feel up to it. We'd have to give her a call. Okay. I don't know of any. Because I don't know if you want anybody my age or somebody with younger kids.
You know, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. It's we're just trying to get a feel for how things were. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for doing that.